Hey everybody, welcome to another welcome to another segment of Tony's show. All of a sudden the wires on my microphone decided to be a fight. We're having a tug of war here. And I think I won. Okay. Let me lower that down a little bit. Okay, how's that? That's better. I'm not overwhelming anybody. So welcome to the show. We're going to talk about a bunch of different things as I do per usual. I was invited to an Aramax channel. He sent me a thing on my Skype saying there were people asking me wanting me to comment on a couple of questions. So I commented on three different questions, and one guy made a comment saying that I was wrong by taking away the people that have assaulted and attacked targeted individuals. And I expressed to him that in the past, that was true. We had the military, DARPA, MKUltra, military special, whatever going on, and I'm sure they're still involved at some level, targeting individuals and practicing. But today, it's being done through artificial intelligence. They're using artificial intelligence as a weapon. They have weaponized artificial intelligence, and people need to start understanding the full value and the nature and how we have evolved. In weaponry and in military use of technology. And we're no longer back in those days where we are in Kansas anymore. You know, we're not in the Land of Oz, and I don't mean Australia. We are not in that fairy tale Disney Channel. We are in today's reality where technology is being weaponized against mankind. And I use the term mankind because we are the species of man. I am not a human. I am not a male. Can be classified as a male, and I will accept that to a degree, but I am of the species of man. I was made in God's image after his likeness, and he called us men, M-A-N, not human. So these terms that we're using today are also an advancement of weaponization against mankind. Now, another buddy of mine wanted me to talk regarding to men and how men are being basically shitted on. And this is true. This is going on all the time. And I've even had my own personal dealings with some women who thought that they were more superior than I was. And they made comments about men in general. And I happened to be there hearing the bullshit. And I told them straight out, I have forgotten more in 1 hour than you have learned in 10 years. So don't tell me about how superior you are, because you're not. And I've also expressed just because you think you have a certain specific anatomical feature between your legs doesn't mean you're smarter or better. It just means you have a certain anatomy that I may or may not be interested in. That's all you've got. And I speak that way, and I speak straight out. I have no bones about this. You know, I don't discriminate against women. I don't bash women. You know, but when they start being an asshole, I cut loose, and I don't care who you are, what you are. You know, no, if in this society, in this system that we are in, and we are talking about equality, and we're talking about mutual respect, then in all due respect, if some woman is going to come along and decides to make a man feel inferior, and then he retaliates in whatever form or fashion he does. It's like the Bible says, you reap what you sow. And if you sow strife, you're going to get aggression. That's the way it rolls. And if someone says, well, no man has the right to hit a woman, okay. If a man says something to a woman and it's considered a verbal assault or verbal attack, she can take that man and have him charged because he verbally assaulted her. Now, when a woman verbally assaults a man, she now can do whatever she wants and nobody says anything, and men are supposed to sit there and take it. Ain't happening. Period. You open your mouth the wrong way, you may be seeing a dentist in some situations, in some circumstances. I grew up in the ghetto. I gotta tell you, I was a minority in the ghetto. I was Mediterranean, and all my friends happened to be of darker skin tone. I had a lighter skin tone, they had a darker skin tone. And I got along great, had no problem. You know, everybody was in the hood, everybody was a brother, everybody used the N-word, nobody thought of it as a sexual tone, it's just the way it went. And the women there knew their role. I'm just going to call it the way it is. They knew the rule. If they challenged, if they got mousy with somebody there, that meant that's a throwdown and a fight. And that went with both genders. It didn't matter if you're a man or a woman. If you started getting all mousy with somebody, you were going to get into a fight. That's how it went. So in order to avoid these situations, you started treating each other with a certain amount of respect. This way, there was no fighting, there was communications that went on, and it was called mutual respect. And that's how it rolled in the ghetto. Nothing has changed, except now we have legalities and we have these liberal-minded entities that have interfered again with our evolution, have interfered again with our ability to evolve and become higher and better creations, with these tethers that keep us caught up in a conundrum and a spin. We need to get past this. In order for us to heal as a people, we have to understand that we are a people and we are of the same species. And we need to understand that as being in the same species, there's a certain amount of respect that we need to, again, exercise on both sides. And I'm that way with anybody, really. Anybody comes to my sphere or my field or whatever you want to call it, I treat everybody the best I could. I treat everybody like I want to be treated, you know. And if you're going to be a bit of a dink, then I'm going to treat you just like you're treating me. You know, it's just the way it goes. You know, the Bible says, "Turn the other cheek." I'm of the mindset to turn yours if you offend me. You know, it's just how it goes. That's how I think. It's probably not what it means, but that's how I think. So I think men need to realize this as well. I mean, it goes both ways. You have to cut it both ways. And now, if you're going to be with women that are going to be demeaning you, and you feel like you want to kill them, that's probably a normal feeling. Now, if you act on that, you better know how to hide the body. I'm being facetious here, okay? Because you will get in a lot of trouble just by even talking back to them. And you might be better off, and men might be better off, if they cut these women loose anyway. If all the men let go of all these women and didn't bother with them and associated themselves with women that did have respect for men, these women may grow up one day. You never know. There's a biblical story, actually, in the Bible, in the Old Testament. I believe it was Ruth? I think it was Ruth. Yeah, Ruth. And there was a king, and this king ruled over the land, and he had a mouthy wife, you know, one of these so liberal type women. And one day she decided to challenge him in a way. He found that was it. He had the last straw, and he locked her away. He was the king. And one thing you don't do with a king, because the king's word is final, it's not just the law, it's the finality, is you don't piss off a king. Anyway, she was done, period. Later on, the king found this woman, Ruth, and he found her very pleasing, and he found her in a way, because the way she conducted herself with this king, and because of the way she conducted herself with this king, she was able to do more for her people than if she had been adversarial. And because if anybody who's adversarial with anybody, doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman in this situation, you don't win. You just get into fights and you just do not win. And if you think in any case, way, shape, form that you may have a superiority toward the other person, then you know what? The person that is being brought down should leave. Walk away. Walk away. Anyway, The short and tall of that story basically is that is what had happened back in those times. Today you may not see that effect. And men today have to be a little different in the way they approach everything today. And if you're going to be a man and you're going to be independent and you're going to be standing on your own or standing, chances are you're better off on your own. As long as the laws of the land are subjecting men in a position where they are at fault no matter what they do, and even through divorces, I mean, I went through mine years ago. I talked to women also who've gone through divorces, and they had the same thing happen to them, and things were just in reverse. But most of the time, in the last 20, 25 years, a lot of men got the short end of the stick, even when it wasn't their fault. And because we have a no-fault marriage, this is the women got whatever. And I've seen it all over the place. Anyway, not to berate the issue, I think today, the way it is, I think the perfect marriage today, and again, some people are going to really get mad at me on this one, but I really, this is how I see it, after going through all the bullshit in this life. The perfect marriage today is a man stay in his house and the woman stay in her house, and then you get together Wednesdays and weekends. I think that's probably the best you can do without having to worry about losing your assets, losing your life's work, losing everything you've ever worked for. Now, I think if you want to get married, I think you should wait till you're about 70. And the reason why I say you should wait till you're about 70, and that may not work either, but because both of you at that point, both men and women at that point, will have retired. And their pensions will be limited. So when you have a combined pension, two pensions combined, you live better. And at that point, you're more dependent on each other, so you might get along better. It's just my theory on this, and I could be wrong. You know, I could be wrong. Because I talked to a buddy of mine who was older, and he says, it's the same crap, same thing. The only difference is you're older, and it's just a little bit more refined, the issues. But that's how I see it today, you know. And it may, like I said, I'm not saying anything in regard to what you should do. I'm not telling you how to live. And please don't take what I'm saying here as advice. I'm just presenting what I have seen in life and what I've been seeing going on in life. And some women might say, well, that's all one-sided. What about the women's side? And I'm not saying women don't go through this shit either. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm talking about men today. And somebody talked to me about the feminizing of men. Men have been castrated in Canada and the United States. If you come out there and you think you're Buck Rogers or Roy Rogers or John Wayne, you will wind up getting castrated in our society. The moment you open your mouth in any form or shape indicating that you have any kind of manly strength, they are going to break it down one way or another. So that's how it works. That's how it rolls. That's where we're at today. Because today we are in a new world order. Today we need to break men down so that there is no defense against the systemic takeover of the planet. That's why this is going on. It's not because women are evil. It's because we have a systemic assault going on the planet, and if we can break the men down and they can't fight, they can't defend the weak, then the planet is easier to be subjected for a takeover. And we have a lot of entities, presence, things that are going on that are hiding in broad daylight under different entitlements, different positions and power, that are hiding among people, innocent people who are caught in the crossfire now in this agenda to again diminish mankind. You know, we got people, we got the America, for instance, we got people in the United States of America, Americans, and Americans really don't even have a clue what's going on. Societies and systems that are within their borders that are hiding among them, causing the destruction of America from within. Same is going on in Canada, same is going on in Israel, same is going on in Europe, same is going on in France, same is going on in China. Last week's show, we talked about how 400,000 Chinese were being mind-controlled, experimented on. This is going on globally. So we need to be aware of these institutions and these entities and these people, positions and power and titles that are hiding in broad daylight among us, causing the destruction of our societies, our civilizations, are systems that have made us who and what we are today. There have been these entities and these systems that have come into countries like Germany, for instance, have come in like locusts and have basically cleaned out everything. I think today, people who believe in God need to really, really be on their guard in regard to what comes into your church, temple, place of worship, that comes in as a sheep in wolf's clothing and propagates some bullshit gospel that will lead you into the abyss. You know, when you're going into a place of worship, I don't go to church. I don't, like I said, I don't believe in religion. I do believe in Jesus. I do believe in the living God. I do believe in those things. I don't let anybody today deter me one way or another in what I believe in my faith. And I take my stand, good or bad, on that merit. Based on what I know and based on what I don't know, I learn. But when you go into these institutions and you've got these leaders or these priests or these teachers or these gurus or whatever the hell they are, and they're initiating doctrines and dogmas. Any priest, any hierarchy that is endorsing suicide for God is not preaching God. That's all bullshit. That's an agenda. That is something that propagates a government power over the people using religion. And suicide has always been considered in almost every faith and every belief, irrespective of what is being told in these temples, in these churches, or in these mosques, or synagogues, or whatever. That suicide was a cowardly way out, and there was God's wrath at the end of it. And any preacher, priest, temple hierarchy that is advocating this, you know, to go and die in the name of God, whatever, then let them lead the way. Let them show the congregations, the temples, the churches, the places of worship. Let them show, let them lead in this endeavor. Most of the time, they stay home. They stay back in the comforts and safety of their home. They now feed off the wealth of those men and women who died under that doctrine. Their wives are harvested. Their organs are harvested. Their children are sodomized, sexually abused, turned into prostitutes, or killed, slaughtered, and consumed. And their DNA is utilized for whatever experimentation is going on. This is reality. This is the world we live in. So, even in politics, if you've got somebody saying certain things that go contrary to the ethics and morals of the people of that society, that leader should be removed from power. Or better yet, don't ever invite them back into your community. Ostracize them and get rid of them. Speaking of governments, I'm going all over the place on this. You know, this is a health show, and I'm going to get to the health part, believe me. But this is all part of what we are, and that's causing a lot of our issues, causing a lot of us having emotional issues, causing a lot of us to have mental issues, causing a lot of us to have moral dilemmas. You know, I have a frame of reference, so I listen to everything. Today, I evaluate everything and realize the majority of the things we're hearing today is just bullshit. I mean, the bullshit meter is way off the chart. In Canada right now, those of us in Canada who are listening to the show, we have a problem going on in this country, in this nation. And there is a big movement going on right now in Canada to cause a major separation again. But this time it's not Quebec wanting to leave, it's the West wanting to leave. And they have really justification for wanting to leave. The deck is being stacked against the West. It's unbelievable what is expected. The West, we have this thing called transfer payments. In all the well-to-do provinces, transfer payments, monies that they make in their province based on their wealth and whatever, Ontario with the automotive, Alberta with the oil, BC with the lumber, the Saskatchewan with some of the farming and agricultural and mining. Okay, everyone makes so much money, and they transfer these payments across the board. So we have eastern provinces in the seaboard that don't have any kind of industry going on, where we're very poor, which again, these transfer payments support their social programs, and at least, and Quebec gets the bulk of the money We're paying Quebec to stay in Canada by giving them $13 billion a year. And Alberta pays a lot of that. So now they're being hit with a carbon tax. They're told they can no longer expand their pipelines. They can no longer put in new pipelines. And there was a pipeline they wanted to put in that the government has said that it was up to Quebec to decide whether or not Alberta can do this. Now, according to the Albertan premier, he's saying this is under federal jurisdiction, which they're now passing to the provincial. So the federals do not want to take responsibility for anything. They're trying to pass the buck to Quebec, which is not right either. So here we are in a country that lives off resources and now is no longer able to expand the need to get those resources that they need to pull out so they can afford the transfer payments that are required in this country, so they can afford to pay for their own province and to ensure their own posterity and prosperity, and to further help advance and develop Canada. This is a problem. Confederation is becoming more and more inconvenient, and things have to change. Now, the interesting thing here is if the federal government rescinds on what goes on out west and gives them the permissions to do whatever they want to do, this may cause an alienation with Quebec. Quebec might say, well, we're going to leave. I'm not sure. I think, this is my opinion, if any province in the country wants to leave, let them go. Now, I think if the West leaves, that'll be the end of Canada. The Eastern Seaboard will hook up with the States. Western Canada will also do the same. And all that will be left of Canada, if there is anything left, will be Quebec and Ontario. And Quebec will also hook up with the U.S. and Ontario will eventually have to as well. This is something all Canadians need to pay attention to. We all need to understand that this is because, again, if Canada, let's just say, gets absorbed by the United States, then we are going to have those problems that America has. Okay, which we don't have here, but are evolving here and are developing here. And they're creating that dynamic by creating the immigration policies that they're bringing in. Not that we should have anything against immigration, but if we don't have jobs and finances for people here in Canada, and we are exporting jobs out to China like the United States is doing, and so we don't have the equity or the economy to sustain people who are already here, and everybody here is already on social programs, which if you are Canadian and of European descent, you become discriminated against very strongly when you apply for these social programs. And this is the way it is. This is how it is. We have a very discriminatory country when it comes to people of European or European descent. Then how can we bring in more people? They too won't have the jobs. Or what winds up happening is they bring these people in, they displace Canadians that have been living here out of those jobs. This has happened many a time in government policy. So we need to understand this is going on. This is the problems that we're having in this country and the problems of mismanagement going on in the federal level. You know, I can't wait till the Americans have their election so that we'll have it, because then we'll have another election. Now, the West is saying that federal government, that the conservatives will never win another reign of power in the federal. I think I would disagree with them on that. I think the entities that are will ensure that the conservatives will get in on the next election if Trump wins. I can see that happening, but time will tell. That's just my personal opinion on that. We are, like I said, we're being hit on so many different fronts to break us down in so many different ways, and we have to understand that this is the reality and why so many of us are feeling the wrath and the health issues we're feeling, because we are not living in a stable environment any longer. See, back in the 50s and 60s, the reason why people were living longer and having better health and better lives is because the environment was clean. They were cleaning the environment, they were cleaning the air, they were cleaning the water, they weren't polluting, they were making a conscious effort to keep the environment clean. In Canada and Ontario, they went for every tree they cut down, they planted 10. So things were different then because they were not just consuming, they were also restoring. They weren't just using, they were also cleaning, they were filtering, they were purifying. These infrastructures that were in place back in the 50s and 60s are starting to break down today. In the 60s, they initiated nano poisoning. They started the whole nano gambit in the food supply. It was already in the air, but they didn't call it nano at the time. They called it ultrafine particles. We have been constantly been exposed to these particulates in our food supply, in manufacturing. And when they initiated the nanotechnology, it was already being released in the environment. They were dumping shit in the environment without knowing what they were doing and not realizing that this nano pollution that they were putting in the environment was overriding and taking over the environment. I remember back in the day when we had chemicals going in, chemical spills and chemicals that were being dumped from pesticides and other things they were putting in the into the earth, how they were saying how it had altered the bacteria, the DNA, it was altering the animals that were consuming the foods. And this is way back in the 60s and 70s, they knew this. And there was no jurisdiction, there was no controls, nothing that allowed this to go on for over almost four decades of this nonsense going on. Almost five decades. So, where are we today? We are now in a state that when kids are born, they're dysfunctional. When children are being conceived, even in the conception stages, the seed and the egg are now completely violated with these subatomic particles, which have saturated both the egg and the seed and the uterine lining, the umbilical cord, everything that's required to produce a child. So by the time a child is made and has been given birth, that child now has problems before it had a chance in life. And then the medical field decides to inject more nanoparticles, more nanotechnology into the child, and further causes DNA damage. And now we're adding a third strain of DNA in those vaccines. We're creating mutants, is what we're creating. We're creating an abomination as a result of the violation of the DNA that was initially supposed to be there. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 20 years, but I can tell you this much, based on what I'm seeing now, and I've said this before, any child that's 13 and under today, if they are under a mainstream type diet or system, will not see 30. Not going to happen. And now with the added frequencies that are being modulated on people and being activated and targeted, okay, there's a couple of links in tonight's show where you're going to see what the U.S. Air Force is now going to be using solar radiation. They're going to be powering beams down to the earth. Another one saying that they can now use light to initiate nanoassembly. Imagine that. Another one pointing out that blue light, exposure to blue light, which we can't filter with our eyes, but even if it doesn't go through the ocular, any exposure to blue light will accelerate the aging process, causing further breakdown or accelerated breakdown as a result of this exposure to this frequency. The biggest problem we're going to have in these times coming up is the fact that we are going to be exposed to more frequencies, which is a form of radiation. 5G is already running around. 6G is where it's coming to, because 6G is the weapon. See, 5G will target and monitor. You're in your house, we got a 5G beam hitting the house. You walk out the door, the street lights, which are emitting 5G, can see you walking down the street. When you're driving your car, the blue beams coming at you from the other headlights can act as a transmitter from the street lights, which can now identify where you are. This is all this surveillance going on. Has anybody stopped to ask the question, why in a free society do we need to be under 24-hour surveillance? Think about that for 1 minute. Your televisions are putting you under surveillance. The radios you're listening to are putting you under surveillance. The cars you're driving, the appliances you're buying, they're all surveillance devices. the cell phone, which is a tracking and a surveilling device, the iPads, all the new technology that's coming up. Why does the military have access to your computer and access codes to your computer? Even if you remove the programs that are in the computer, these things have a way of coming back online again. I had a programmer, an ex-military guy, show me something. They showed me a folder in, I think we were at that time, Windows 7 or Windows XP. And we went into this directory, and he showed me this folder, and he says, go into this directory, and I did. He says, delete that folder, which I did. He says, come back out, and I did. He says, go back in, and the folder was there. Came right back. So why do our computers have to have all this technology to keep us under surveillance? See, these are questions we should be all questioning. Why do we need this technology? Why is it important that this technology is there? Who is surveilling us? Another question you should ask. It's not enough men and women out there to put people under complete surveillance and observe them 24/7. There isn't the manpower to do that. So who would be doing it? It would be artificial intelligence. Jay Tuck's AI is Killing Us was showing you a camera that when that camera is focusing in a certain direction, it is not just taking a picture of one person, it's taking a picture of everything at one time. And with the satellites, drones flying above us that can take over a million shots per second, why do we need that? Who's controlling the AI in the sense of having access to this data? These are questions everybody should be questioning. Why do I need to be under surveillance? Has the planet been conquered? And has whoever conquered the planet have put us under this surveillance, if you will, to monitor the inhabitants of this planet? That's something that's just purely hypothetical. I can't say for sure this is the case, but it sure seems to lean that way. Okay? If we really are an autonomous people on the planet Earth, able to create our own destiny, if you will, for lack of better words, or direction, then why do we need all this tech to monitor whether or not you went into the washroom, whether or not you used, you know, this brand of toilet paper, that brand of toilet paper? Whether they monitored whether you wiped your backside with your left hand or your right hand, whether you got up and washed your hands with soap or just water or didn't wash your hands at all? Why do we need that kind of surveillance? Sounds a little crude, I know, but I'm just trying to make a point here. So I'm putting a pictorial in your head. Some of you are saying, God, that's a bad thing to put in my brain. Why'd you do that for? These surveillance devices are emitting beams and frequencies at you all the time, also breaking down DNA strands. And this also adds to the problems that you have today. And some people say, well, this is a bit overwhelming because we can't eat nothing, we can't breathe nothing, we can't go outside. And now you're saying that inside the devices we're buying has all this potential threat and danger to us. This is, what are we going to do? Not do anything. The solution is real simple. Do you really need a cell phone? Chances are no. It's a convenient device. A contrivance, and allows you to have whatever access and mobility that you may need. But do you really need it? This is the question you need to ask. And if the answer is really no, you don't need it, but it's just, like I said, it's a convenience factor, then why have it on you? Now, if you do have a cell phone, then you need to put it in a shielding cage and not have it hanging down there by your testicles or by your vaginal area, because you don't need to damage your DNA and your endocrine system because of the radiation these things are emitting. This is just common sense, and this is something that never ceases to amaze me. I sent a picture to a group of people in regarding to cell phones, and this one company was selling a harness that it was like an X harness that went across your back, across your shoulders, and you put the cell phone in the middle, right in front of your heart. I'm thinking to myself, this is somebody's brainchild to cause children, young adults, DNA damage to the heart and the thymus. Break down the thymus, you have no immune system. It's one of the key organs that produces certain things that the body required to protect it. Interesting perspective. I thought, well, why isn't this cute? Oh. Then the moms and dads will come see me. My son, he's 13 years old. He's got a heart attack. And you're wearing a cell phone on your chest? Yes, quit doing it. Why do kids need to have a cell phone? Why? And why are kids having cell phones that are unshielded and unprotected? Hey, those little round things that you put behind the phone, the little shungite stones and all these little devices, they don't work worth a hill of beans. Period. They don't deflect nothing except that little area that they're covering. You need to put them in some RF shielding material that covers the whole phone. If you're not covering the whole phone, a signal will get through, guaranteed. Yeah, if you're wearing that shungite, if you put that any of these things, shungite, whatever the shit they're selling you these days, on a phone, on a device, and that phone can get a transmission through it, that phone will ring. That thing ain't doing a damn thing for it. And you're still being exposed, and it's a gimmick. That's how it rolls. When you put a phone in RF shielding, and you wrap it up in shielding, and you dial that number, that phone shouldn't even ring. Okay, it won't ring. Okay, if it's sealed correctly, it will not ring. When you're looking at some of these things, if you have to have them, if you must have these devices because your job entails this, then put them in proper shielding. Get them out. Go on Amazon. They've got the cell phone covers that you can buy. They're about, $12 to $13 with shipping and everything. I have them at my shop. I sell them for $20 because I have to buy them in the U.S. and have to convert. But we do have them here as well. I'm not, and this is not a thing to propagate any sale, but I'm just saying, get them. I don't care where you get them from. Get them and apply them. If you must have this tech, shield yourself from it. When that phone is inside the shielding, usually have a dual pocket. One will allow a signal to only go through one way, and the other one will block it completely. Now, let me give you another example. You got a cell phone in your hand. Those phones have 5 antenna, and so now the phone is ringing. If the tower is behind you, that signal will go through your skull, will go through your upper body, will go through your lower part of your body, it'll go through your backside, it'll go through your back, it'll go through your arm, it'll go through your shoulders, go through your legs to get to that phone. So this is why I'm telling you it's imperative that you start defending yourself. If you must have this type of tech, defend yourself from the side effects from it. If you're home and you've got a television, you should be wearing blue beam blockers when you're watching television. Because the blue beams coming from that television will go into your brain. The word television means to teleport or transfer to your eyes the program, television programming. I am transporting through your ocular the program to your brain. Programming you, my brainwashing you. So when you wear the blue beam or blue blockers, you block that blue beam from accessing your ocular, and so therefore the program going through may not go in if it's going through the blue beam frequency. Whenever you see that thing on there, blue this or blue that picture, I forget what the term is, blue zone, blue beam, blue light, technology, that's what they're using it for, to access your brain to further cause you problems. Your kids are the same. If they're going to watch cartoons or Walt Disney or whatever you're going to have them watch, and again, you shouldn't have them watch Walt Disney, but I get, whatever. Even a computer. When you're in front of that computer, wear the blue beam lenses. Or put some, or make a, I got an associate that comes to my store, and she built a Kraton shield, which blocks radiation. It's an orange-yellow material that blocks the blue beam and blocks radiation coming from the screen. It shields it from the radiation. She built it. I had the stuff. She put it together and put it on, made a screen out of it. So like I said, you know, start thinking. Start associating that you are being targeted. We have targeted individuals. And somebody talked to me about that this week. And I said the targeting of individuals has accelerated and has increased quite a bit. And I'm getting the phone calls now that I never got before. I actually had somebody come visit me in the shop the other day, you know, for consultation, and we talked about different things and expressed to her and showed her different what's coming out of the skin and different materials and so forth and so on. This is going to get worse. This is not gonna go away. The ones who are assaulting mankind with this technology are going to increase it, and they're going to exponentially target more and more and more of you. And so a lot of you are going to start feeling the wrath of what's going on. Now, I'm going to give you a heads up here on some things. When this hits a lot of you, your family members are not going to understand that you've been targeted. I had to express to her family member that her daughter was the canary in the coal mine. They had targeted. She said, "Why didn't they target us?" I said, "Because you are not ready to be turned on." I said, "Everybody's got this shit in us. All of us have got the nano in us. It's just a matter of who gets turned on, and it's all being done through some sort of exploitation or experimentational process." Everybody who's alive today on Terra Firma, who's been consuming the foods in the mainstream, have been consuming the genetic engineering of foods, and that's everything you're eating today. There's no organic. And if you're still thinking you're eating organic, I got some Canadian cheese to sell you on the back end of Jupiter's moon. And that the Martians from Uranus is mining that cheese to ship to Neptune. So when we're looking at how much we have been exposed to genetics, mutagenetics, transgenetics, how much we've been exposed to smart dust, smart bots, smart sensors, which are embedded into the DNA of the food supply, and when we consider all the pesticides are highly feminizing, estrogenically based chemicals that they're spraying in the field, and when you consider the frequencies that we're being hit with the cell phones and smart devices and lights and everything else, and you put that all together, something is going to activate something. Once the saturation levels reach a certain point, the program will initiate and it'll begin. You'll start feeling the biting, nipping, things going on in the feet and lower extremities. You'll feel things moving through your body, creepy crawlies. You think they are. Those will be quantum dots and roboworms going through your body. Fullerenes will be assembling in your system. And you'll have all kinds of robots and bots transferring whatever data or payload they need to further cause an immune malfunction to happen in your body, so that the taking over of your DNA will become more proliferant. Understand that your family is not going to understand this. Understand that the medical people are still about 25 years behind in this regard. They are so bloody stupid they couldn't tie their shoe if it was a slip-on. Never mind the Velcro. They are not going to help you. They have a gag order not to do anything except monitor the progression of the assemblage and the deterioration of the body. You are on your own. And a lot of you will not be able to hold a job once you get hit with this. This is another thing that will happen. At that point, you're still going to have to start sustaining yourself, start an autonomic business, become autonomous, start a business. A lot of things you can do online, buy and sell, retail, wholesale, whatever. You can do consultations. A lot of you have work experiences that could help a lot of people in those fields today, whatever they may be. Okay. The internet has made it very possible for you to be able to make a living and have economic autonomy, which I really hate. So you're going to have to go that route. There is no other way. If you're going to have to depend on social services to fund you money so that you can live, you're going to be always under the gun and harassed to seek some kind of medical assistance, which all they're going to do is give you a prescription drug, or they're going to put you or give you some sort of antidepressant or whatever. This is another part of the experiment to keep you in the state of compromise. Okay. The only thing I'm going to tell you to do is whatever you decide to do, recognize one thing. They are not going to help you. They're not going to fix this. They're not going to heal you. They are going to just treat you. And treatment means keeping or sustaining whatever is ailing that person and allowing the person to become less and less and to diminish more and more. But to sustain the condition that's causing the compromise of the health. That's what treatment means. We've got cancer, we're going to keep the cancer right where it's at. We're not going to allow it to get more, we're not going to allow it to get worse. But we're not going to help the individual. We're going to allow them to diminish on their own because we are going to treat the cancer. We're not treating the patient, we're treating the cancer. This is how retarded the medical field has become. And the play on words that is going on is just incredible today. Even in the health food industry, do not believe this health food industry for 1 minute, not today. It is so full of shit, it's not even funny. And most of those gurus today out there are propagating nothing but pure nonsense. If they are not dealing with any form of nano poisoning and nano assemblage and frequency damaging DNA, and they're still continuing trying to sell you anti-parasiticals and anti-this and anti-that and give you antioxidants and telling this is going to make you live longer and give you longevity and all this, and the studies have been done, blah, blah, blah. If you are not dealing with these things direct, then all they're doing is sabotaging you and subjecting you and subjugating you under the constant assault from this nano bio synthetic biology. That's where we're at today, and the medical field is not going to catch up on this for at least another 20 to 25 years. They're now, more and more studies are coming out. Ryan396 and myself initiated the warnings 10, 12 years ago. We had research out there then. Now the research is catching up to what we were saying back 10, 12 years ago. They're actually validating and verifying what we've been saying all along. And every time I do a show on the pod, I'm putting that out, putting those links out there so that you can see for yourself. So like I said, you've got anybody who's moronically buying carbon C60 or any kind of nano mineral, any kind of nano product, okay, they need to really understand that that is nothing but a lie. It's nothing but sales. It's a hoax. Pure and simple. It's a hoax. And once this gets activated in your body, you have to understand this. You are not going to get over this anytime quick. You are going to be unrelentlessly working at all kinds of detoxification, removal. You're going to be working relentlessly trying to disengage your program operating system of those bots for their assembly and their interaction with your DNA and delivering payloads. You're going to be constantly regenerating your body or taking things to help the body restore the damage that these things do. If you are a newbie and you're listening to this show and you've just gotten hit, the things you're going to need right off the bat would be iodine to help sustain your glandulars so that you can fight. Copper of some kind, usually I would tell people get chlorophyll. Use a teaspoon 3 or 4 times a day. Use the either Bernard Jensen's Nature's Way brands. There's another one, I can't think of it, which are clean. Only use the plain, and if you tell me it's going to taste like shit, top it up, cupcake, get it in you. You're going to need it. And some kind of zinc chloride. Any minerals you take, which will be in abundance because you will have lost so many minerals because you've become saturated with so many of the nanometals, your chlorides are by far the best way to go. Any kind of minerals mixed with acids would be the second best way to go. Citric acid, malic acid, malates, ascorbates, whatever. Somebody wrote me today, someone saying that ascorbic acid was bad, but ascorbates are good. And she said she called him a moron. And she was correct in calling him a moron. Ascorbates are just ascorbic acid mixed with some kind of mix with some kind. Truly, you have to understand, you got people propagating like parrots. Someone says, well, you shouldn't use ascorbic acid because it's not natural. Really, what isn't natural about ascorbic acid? You have it in your body. You have it in plants. You have it in meat. You have it in dairy. Natural. Now, whether you synthesize it or extract it out of a material or not, doesn't make it any, it isn't artificial. It wasn't created in a lab. It was extracted out of a material. And you can put a chemical composition together to create the thing, and there has been absolutely nothing stating that it doesn't work the same way as the normal stuff does, because the chemical composition is identical. Same thing. But they got people stuck on tangible. Well, it's not natural. Arsenic is natural. Are you going to go eat some of that? Cadmium comes out of the earth naturally. Are you going to go eat some of that? Natural. What the hell? Cow shit coming out of a cow's ass. It's natural. You're going to have some of that. You're going to go eat that. Well, it's natural. So I'm saying the stupidity of just using these words natural and organic and whatever. Not understanding what the word synthetic or synthesized. The word synthesized actually means. So, like I said, we have a lot of bullshit going on in the health food industry. Don't get sucked into a goofy guru. I've even told you, Justin, what I'm telling you. Research it, validate it, experiment with it. Then you'll see for sure whether or not what I'm telling you is accurate. You are not going to find out anything any other way today. You have to do your due diligence to validate what is being said. The nano that you will be infected with will produce high levels of biofilm or polymer, either one, they're both the same, one and the same, material in your body. And you're going to hear a lot of goofy bastards out there giving some stupid information about the nano. And I'm not going to hold any punches on this. Okay. What a lot of them are doing is removing the biofilm overload that's in the system. It's not stopping the assembling program. It's not stopping the networking. None of that is stopping that. Unless you disengage the program, unless you wipe out the program to some kind of magnetic pulse or some kind of overload of some way, you are able to continue to assemble. That's a fact. So if anyone's telling you some magical thing they got, oh, we got the carbon C60, we got the shungite, we got the hydrogen, we got blah, 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 none of that is going to do a hill of beans when it comes to shutting down the program. None of it. You can use peroxide on certain things, but it's not something you should be using heavily, not today, because terahertz frequencies uses hydrogen in your body to accelerate and amplify the effect of that frequency to further damage and break down your mitochondria. So be careful when you're using hydrogen. We are in, like I said, everything is a hijack today, and you've got to test the research. When they're telling you that a frequency can use an element to amplify itself to cause further damage to your insides, then you have to understand your mitochondria is what produces the ATP for the cells. If you don't have it, you basically die. You dwindle off and you just pass on. You're going to need in your diet, for those of you again who've been associated with the nano have had it activated. Those of you who haven't had it activated, I would still tell you right now, start doing your detox. Do your due diligence in doing the detox. And we have on my website, on the augmentandforce.com site, there is a recipe for YouTube on the left column. Click on it. You'll see a nano solutions. Access that. Start using it. You can also go to Brian396's site, and he also has a remedy for dealing with nano as well. You got options. You have options here. So I would tell everybody to start. Using the sodium thiosulfate is not a bad idea to start again in the removal of the buildup of this nano. And we got a video on that on YouTube. So if you have been turned on, and your DNA is being hacked and you've got this nano going on, one of the main foods you should be consuming is saturated fat. Not omega-3, do not use. Omega-3s will further cause oxidation of the cells, which will allow the nanoparticulates in your body to assemble even at a quicker and more exponential rate. You can use omega-6s because the omega-6s are utilized by the body to remove debris and other crap that's caught up on a cellular level. Omega-9, use sparingly. Don't use them all the time. Don't make them your main oils, especially if you're a woman. Pumpkin seed oil, avocado oil, olive oil, and macadamia nut oil, which are your main omega-9s, can increase androgen in your endocrine system. In other words, you can have a little bit more testosterone, so you may have hair fallout. If you've noticed that your hair is falling out and you're eating a lot of olive oil, back off the olive oil. Use almond oil or use sunflower oil as your cooking oil, or butter or ghee, which is even better, or coconut oil. Use the saturated fats because they're going to be very key in maintaining the cellular integrity of the body. You can make yourself, on last week's show, if you go and click on last week's show and you scroll down on the main page, I should say last week's show, Tuesday or Monday show, I forget now what day it was. You'll see on the bottom of the page, I'll give you a cholesterol formula on how to make your own cholesterol and start drinking. That will go a long way in helping you restore. It will go a long way in keep giving you your strength. That will go a long way in helping you keep mental faculties up. As I stated to you before, I'm going to reiterate this very strongly. Your family members won't have a clue to what's going on. And in their ignorance, they're going to give you bad advice about going here and going there because they don't know what to do, and they're looking for ways to also lighten their burden, especially if they're on fixed incomes or whatever. Remember, they're under a different program. They watch the television tells them what to think, what to believe, how to believe, what to believe, and it completely gears them into whatever direction that the matrix wants them to go into. So when you start talking nano, they don't have a clue what you're talking about. This is, like I said, this is 20 years before they'll even get to it, if they live that long. You can show them the data, and some of them will get it. Some of them who have a little bit more education may get it. Most won't. A lot of times you show them the nano data, it's just gobbledygook to them. Because it's not, it's not on the mentality of a kindergarten level for them to read. This is why we need a cartoonist, so I can draw cartoons and put it in cartoon form. If you are from my era of time, or our era of time, 50s and 60s, pay attention to the sky. pay attention to the sky. That is not the same blue sky you saw and I saw when we were children. That's a powdered sky up above, and it's sort of grayish, light blue. That ain't even a blue sky anymore. That is a coated atmosphere that we're dealing with. And if you stop and think and remember when you were a child, I don't care where you lived, whether you lived in Michigan, Ontario, Manitoba, Wisconsin, Montana, Alberta, BC, Washington, Florida, Texas, Caribbean, Africa, I don't care where you lived. Look up at that sky. See how it isn't as blue as it used to be. That means that atmosphere has been coated with these nanoparticulates, and it's falling down on all of us. It's falling down on all your food. I've got a thing there on Egypt. There is a video there, and there's English there in the cap, not in the caption. It's in the video, but so you got to read it really quick or pause it. And you can hear their feeling and what they feel going on and who they're blaming and how they're not going to tolerate it. The nano is also being sprayed on the local level. Farmers are spraying nano silver and nano silica. These are what is saturated. Some of the things, there's other metals you've been saturated with, other, and these metals have programs, they have operating systems. One nanoparticle can have a program operating system that's equivalent to 1 terabyte. That's a lot of data. Okay. Research is there. Go look it up. Somebody says, oh, I can't believe that little dot can hold a terabyte of data. Why not? We're dealing in the quantum realm today. And you probably don't even know what that is. That's what I'm saying. You're 20 years behind. Get caught up. You do not have the luxury to come home and sit in front of that boob tube and be programmed further. These are things that we all have to pay attention to. Times have changed. We're no longer living in those good old days, which weren't really that good. I don't remember the good old days being that good. I remember there was some highlights in the good old days, some things that might have made me smile and made me laugh. But for the most part, the good old days were nothing but a hardship, pain in the ass, to be quite honest with you. And there was not a lot of fun when I grew up. And a lot of people can relate to that. They didn't have a whole lot of fun. It was stress. It was fear. It was anxiety. It was programming. If you didn't follow the programming, there were consequences because you didn't follow the program. And guess what? Nothing has changed. Now the consequences can lead you to being poisoned with nano poisoning or nano programming. And I was looking at something the other day, and it shocked me that they actually put this in fiction, which is, again, you can't tell the truth in reality. But a technovirus can now be transported from your technical devices into your bodies by accessing your DNA through your telephones, your computers, and other things. This is where we're at. In other words, I can create a virus using a DNA structure, incorporating that with a nano programming by applying CRISPR or locker. I can fire a beam through your television or through your cell phone. I can now infect you with that creation. They're using 3D printing or 4D printing to be able to make these things now. It doesn't take much. Can be infected through what I call the technocracy of today. People are always asking me, well, who's doing this? Who has the most to gain with your death? Who has the most to gain with you being infected? Who has the most to gain to have men and women fall prey upon each other and kill each other? Who has the most to gain here? You know, who has the most to enjoy in all this? What is to be gained? Full control of resources, full control of men and women. So we're looking at a epidemic coming down the pipe, and they have been telling us through the media that this is their game plan to utilize specific things that we are watching as a form of science fiction, and to again embed that into our brains so that we are desensitized to it. And then when they bring it on board and it actually manifests, you don't think anything about it. You become desensitized to it, and it should alarm you. You see a machine walking down the street or running down the street that can run faster than you can respond quicker than you can think, outthink you. You better be concerned. If that machine has a rogue program activate in it, the chances of your survival are like 1 in a trillion. You have no way of stopping it unless you have a very powerful EMP that can disengage the frequency or the program, and you'd have to hit it several times because it'll probably have a redundancy system so that it can reboot and come back online. I watched the other day Terminator Dark Fate, and I couldn't believe what I saw. Brian396 and myself have been telling you everybody about the self-assembly, self-replicating, self-repairing of these nanoparticles, indicating there's intelligence there and an operating system causing that programming to, again, be viable. What did they show in this program? Not only did the Terminator was made out of nano, integrated with DNA, and could switch between DNA and machine through 3D printing or some sort of printing technology at that time, of that day. But it could also split now in two. The early Terminators was a polymer material or a nanomaterial that was basically an assemblage of a singularity. Now, through this quantum concept that they were showing there, the nano program would split in two, and at the same time would assemble and create other appendages coming from it. It was able to access any computer, it could hack any system, could again, with its AI operating system and AI brain, was able to, in matter of seconds, run computations that would take a normal computer forever. So we're probably looking at quantum computing in the futuristic version of what they were showing. But the whole theme there was again stunning in how it could repair itself. It would come back and continue its mandate to take out whoever they were designed to take out. This is what's going on inside of you, the same concept. And this is why I say no direct assaults, no zapping, no TENS machines, no spookies, no rice. Anything that's going to create a direct assault on this technology will just cause it to repair, assemble, and replicate even faster and further, and will create a different composition to it so that whatever you're using will not work again. It has that program capacity. So pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Data's there. It's on the site, augmentedforce.com. It's a link in there. You got Brian's site there, www.mindsforce.brian396. Information is there. He's got stuff all over the place. I'm sure if you type in Brian396, you're going to find all kinds of data everywhere, so go access him as well. Check out the data, check out the information. Now, you're also on my YouTube channel. I'm showing you how to make things, how to be the alternative to the alternative, and creating a remedy and a recipe for yourself. You got Aramac. He's also out there putting it out there, putting out different shows and different things. I've mentioned him at the early part of the show. You know, you got GAD Canada as well. And there are other groups out there that you may want to pay attention to in regarding some of the events going on around you. And whatever you do, get prepared, get prepared, get prepared. The next decade, we're going to see changes like we've never seen before. And I was listening to a program today, and they were interviewing this Chinese AI scientist, and he was saying next 10 or 15 years, which I thought he was full of shit on. It's not going to take 10 or 15 years. Probably within the next 5 to 7 years, you're going to see about 80% of the job market being lost to artificial intelligence. And probably the other 20%, probably within the next 5 years after that, if that much. Be prepared. The governments are not going to know what to do with a population, a high-end populace, that they have no longer any employment use for them. And if they create a major world war, once the population has been reduced, they're not going to have anything left for warring. So you may want to start considering what I'm saying here. This is how governments work. This is how governments have always worked. We have an unemployment issue going on in the United States or Canada. We'll start a war with whoever. Send soldiers there not to win the war, just to get killed. And when the soldiers come back after making a career of the military, they get them when they get them home, because all those injections that they've given them over the years finally take their toll. Soldiers are expendable. Throwaway people. That's reality. And that's how this is how this matrix works. If you are no longer have any use and you become obsolete, then you become terminated. Your service is no longer needed. See you. That's how it goes. That's how it flows. That's the way it is. That's reality. It's a sobering reality. It may sound depressing, but you need to hear it so that when you get that, when you have that reality check, you'll have your due diligence to be prepared, so that when you see things happening, you'll know what to do and where to go and what and who you need to associate with. All right. Till the next show. I'm going to leave you with that note. I'm going to leave you with some thoughts. Till the next show, to your health. Keep on tuning in. Share these videos with other groups, other people. And keep in mind, we are in dire times. And in biblical terms, these are the end times. We're not getting into them. We're in them. And we're seeing the changes occurring. And what I mean by end times, it's the end of a system that was here before. We're no longer in the industrial age anymore. We're now in the techno age. And the technocracies that are running this planet, the technocracies that are causing this planet to alter and change, the corporocracies that are in charge now, technocracies that will be taking over. This is where we're evolving, this is how we're evolving, and you need to understand that in order to be aware, awake, and ready. All right, to your health, see you in the next show. You guys take care.